And now is also to switch off your mouths, so you're not going to talk. And also switch off your minds, so you're not going to think too much. But you're going to come, actually not switch off the best part of the mind. Switch off the wandering part of the mind and keep the nice part, which is the awareness, the peace, the attitude of embracing whatever you are experiencing, and thereby having what I've been calling caring attention. With caring attention, whatever you look at becomes very peaceful, makes it easier to look at, and also you find yourself going into deeper and deeper stages of peace, stillness, relaxation, and inner freedom. So if you like, if you haven't done also already, please close your eyes. With your eyes closed, start to develop this caring attention, but now on your body, to make sure that the feeling sensations in the body are telling you that the body is comfortable. If you find any feeling sensation which is irritating, see if it's at all possible to do something about it. Keeping the attention with your body a little bit longer. For those of you who like to sit for long periods of time, the preliminary attention on the body means that your body is in the best possible posture and will give you the minimum discomfort later on in the meditation. Also, it brings you in contact with the sensations and feelings in this body. And that by itself is a very useful practice, which will actually generate much better health. You feel the body, you can understand it, you can usually help it, care for it, and even heal it. And in the present context of meditation, it also allows us to focus in this moment. The sensations which you are observing are those which are happening now. So by caring attention to the feelings in your body, you are also focusing on the first stage of meditation, the present moment awareness. Do you know these sensations? All the stuff of the past, all concerns of the future, tend to vanish away. focusing more and more on the present moment, making the now the most important thing. As you put a guard, the guard of mindfulness, on your mind to make sure that anything to do with the past or the future is not allowed into your mind. You can go deeper into the moment. See if you can put some attention on being silent. Not listening to the words or the descriptions. Just go into the bare experience of now. In the space between the words, you'll find a beautiful silence of the mind. Attend carefully to silence. So it's getting near to the end of the meditation now. As usual, spend the last minute or two reflecting on how you feel. To know the state of your mind, how peaceful, how calm, how free it feels at the end of a meditation period. And if possible, also know how your body feels, how relaxed that feels too. So you can know what the meditation means for you. You just focus on its benefits. Ones you can feel right now. That must be the sign to come out from the meditation. So I'm going to ring the bell as well. And when the dog's finishing howling for the third time, you can come out for your meditation.